Alyssa Peterson is a meteorologist with Environment Canada based in Edmonton. She joins us on the line today. Alyssa, thank you very much for joining us. Comments, please, on the fact that, the weather is great right now with the exception of down south, but not a lot of precipitation has fallen, especially this past winter.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me. We're looking at northern Alberta, and, you know, much of northern Alberta, and especially northwestern Alberta, Peace River, High Level, Fort Vermilion, all those places are, you know, 30% or less of normal precipitation for the winter. So we're pretty low. To put that into numbers, though, Peace River only really had 15 millimeters of precipitation. That did come as mostly snow in the wintertime, but, you know, that's only about 15% of what normal would be for up there across the duration of winter. Now, winter for us is December, January, and February, so just 3 months.
Okay, so now that we have the numbers and the winter in perspective here, Alyssa, what do you think the outlook for spring is?
So that's, you know, that's the question that's on top of everybody's mind here. So we're in an El Nino, and we're kind of exiting El Nino into a neutral pattern this spring. And I'm mentioning that because it had an impact on our winter, being warmer than normal and drier than normal, quite a lot drier than normal in northern Alberta. Now, as we go into spring, that pattern that kind of helps shift our climate patterns through the spring and summer is changing. And so typically, you know, our guidance is indicating warmer than normal still for March and April and into May. But there's a slight hint that there might be normal to above normal precipitation this spring. Now, when we look at spring, like I'm talking about like March, April, May, and then potentially into June. Now, like the timing of that precipitation is gonna matter quite a big deal, I'd expect, to parts of northwestern Alberta. I do have an interesting piece, though. In previous years that we've had this El Nino to neutral transition in the spring like this, those years typically had above normal precipitation in the province. So there was a return to a more wet weather pattern for Alberta. And that would have been in 98, that would have been in 2010 and 2016.
Okay. Well, I always say on the radio, don't complain, we need the rain. When we get it, obviously that is going to be a very true statement and a much needed statement, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. The biggest piece, you know, about when we get those rains is we have this thing, it's called spring dip, and the fire weather forecasters for the province of Alberta know a lot more about that than I do, but generally, it's where all the snow is melted, if you even have any snow. I don't think you do have much up there.
Not
so
much,
so it's when all the
sure.
snow melts. Yeah. And then it's before you get a green up. So you start getting grass growing and trees with buds and that kind of thing. So that's kind of when, like, tree wood is the driest. It's soaking up all the moisture from the soils, that kind of thing. What we really want to see is early rains. We want to see it rain in April and the start of May. We don't want the rain to wait until June.
Okay. Fingers crossed that the rain does fall. Mother Nature, I believe, has been sent an email saying, hey, we need the rain, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having said this, Alyssa, another thing that's been kind of on everybody's mind, especially from a health perspective, has been the temperatures going up and down like a yo-yo this past winter. Do you see a pattern of the temperatures possibly evening out during the spring?
Well, not really. You know, so part of that, you know, how December was super warm and like pretty much hot. Like we've described it as hot because we're the warmest December on record pretty much in every place in the province. To like that extreme, extreme cold in January that you talk about, to then having it being pretty warm in February and then cold in March and, you know, that yo-yo you discuss. Part of that is just how El Nino and climate change has affected the jet stream, which is essentially high speed, like a high speed current of air that goes over Western Canada. And the stronger that is, the more it'll waver, you know, north of us and south of us, bringing in the hot air and then the cold air. In the spring, that jet stream typically does still meander north of us and south of us. And so that's kind of why we get, even in the spring, these pretty big swings. Like it's, you know, minus 17 right now up in Peace River, but by Tuesday, it's going to be plus 10. And that's kind of what we'd expect in the springtime, is big temperature swings like this. So a little bit of a roller coaster temperature-wise for the next, you know, month or two still.
I asked that question because a lot of people have been out sick right at the moment, especially over the last couple of months because of these up and down temperatures. That's why I asked this question. Do you see anything on the horizon of, hopefully, fingers crossed, that sort of sick season sort of petering off, because the temperatures will be more consistent come, I guess, later in the spring, maybe early summer?
I mean, that is typically when, you know, Alberta Health or Health Canada would say we have less sickness is come spring, summer. Spring actually has a lot more for, like, allergies, if you think about the trees and the buds flowering and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, once we get into, you know, April, we start fluctuating to below zero a little bit less. And so, you know, the temperatures are going to moderate a little bit, but mostly above zero, which means it's less cold, which might help with that.
You mentioned the fact that the spring could be warmer in northwestern Alberta. It also might be wet in northwestern Alberta this spring, which means probably a lot of people might be saying, oh gosh, it's raining again. But with the thought of the fact that it might be a little bit more wet this spring, are you looking forward to the spring?
You know, in Alberta right now, there's a lot of conversation about the fire season this year. You know, we're coming off the heels of last year. It was kind of a perfect, you know, a perfect storm there at the beginning of May to cause one of the worst fire years in Alberta. So, you know, we're talking about being so dry in northern Alberta, maybe a heightened fire risk this year if a couple of things come into play. And southern Alberta is talking about drought and talking about not having enough water for irrigation, for crops, even for, you know, limiting people in cities potentially. So when we talk about having more rain in the spring, I think this year in this case, we should rejoice if we get a lot of rain. It's because it's been so dry for, like, at least now we're going on like 8 months of extreme dryness, well below normal precipitation. I think this spring, if we get the moisture, we need to be pretty joyous about that.
Alyssa Peterson is a meteorologist with Environment Canada. Alyssa, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.